Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game on this Friday. We got a little weather coming in this afternoon, and to help us more with that, we say hello to our good friend, Katie Morgan from Fox 17. She is the official meteorologist of the Chase and Big Joe show. Katie, how are you?
Hi, good to see you guys, or I guess hear you guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for doing this. So we do, a lot of high school football games were played last night, which I think was a smart move. Some are still scheduled for tonight. So kickoff around 7-ish. What can they expect?
Yeah, I think the good news is that the majority of storms should be pushing south of 40 by about 7, 8 o'clock. I wouldn't be surprised if we have some of our area games delayed at the start, because I think we'll still be dealing with some showers and storms. There's a line to our northwest now, so we're starting to see stuff move in up towards the Kentucky-Tennessee border, and that's going to slip south and eastward over the next several hours. But I would say if you're north of 40, that you're probably going to be clearing out by about 8 o'clock. And if you're south of 40, it's going to be closer to 9, 10 o'clock before you're most likely in the clear. The problem is, I think a couple of these storms could be strong to severe. And we're watching for damaging wind as the main threat. And unfortunately, the tornado threat's not zero either.
Katie, the more important thing specifically is I'll be at Page High School tonight for a Fox 17 football. How is it going to affect just me? Sorry. Right? How's it going to affect me?
Right. When is it going to hit my house? That's what we always say.
Right.
And Paige, I think it's going to be the same thing where we're looking at scattered storms through the kickoff time. And then as we get closer to about maybe 9 o'clock, I think hopefully we'll start to clear out there.
Okay.
But it's promising, I would say. Hopefully it'll be in a hit and miss type of situation where you may get lucky. But unfortunately, too, we're going to be dealing with lightning, and lightning's always going to cause delays.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're right with that. Katie, here's what I love about you. When you do tornado coverage, severe weather, you pull your little laptop over like you're an urgent care doctor.
I need my laptop. I need my information, you know?
Right. I mean, you do such a good job with that. I'm like, how does she manage to do 19 warnings, run 5 programs, and then you got your little stand there like you're going to tell me that I've got strep throat?
Right. You should see the screen that I've got up. I mean, there's 50 browsers open. I've got 2 phones on that desk as well. I mean, it's a chaotic dance, we'll call it.
So to just kind of reiterate, you're saying the main concern is the straight line winds, but can't rule out tornadoes?
Yeah, we're in that time of year where we get into secondary severe weather season, and it won't take much to see a spin up. But definitely wind will be the main problem for tonight. But just to reiterate, you know, if you hear those sirens go off, you get the alert on your phone, please make sure that you seek shelter right away.
Are you, when you do that, the severe weather, is that you're in that zone, right? Because I remember talking to weather people throughout the years. It's kind of like, hey, when severe weather, we're in a zone, and
right,
that's all we're focused on. So, I mean, you know this well. You do it very well, but you're in that zone, right, when this happens?
Oh, yeah, totally. It is kind of a locked-in. I guess I could liken it to a pitcher on a pitcher mound, you know, how they just sort of lock in for the love of the game, Kevin Costner.
Right.
Know? It's kind of the same thing where your sole focus is to get the information out in a clear and concise manner and make sure that everybody has what they need. And then you're also at the same time sort of running the ship with the newsroom, as a partnership, you know, where you're trying to tell crews where they need to go or talk to your, news director on, you know, other things that need to be done in the newsroom. So it is, it's a lot.
You know, it is. And plus, I don't think people realize how big our viewing area is. I mean, you go all the way to southern Kentucky, way down almost to the border of Alabama, west of the Tennessee River, east up to the Cumberland Plateau. I mean, there is a lot of area that you got to cover. So if it's raining at my house but not raining at yours 30 miles away, it happens all the time, right?
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, we have over 50 counties in our viewing area. So you hit the nail on the head. It's a lot to cover. But, you know, that's one of the reasons why I think we have the best weather team in town, with the three of us, Greg Bobas and Brett Luna and I, keeping an eye on things 24/7, 365.
Katie Morgan is with us from Fox 17. So out of this comes our first big cold spell of the season, right?
Boo.
Yeah, sure does. I mean, this is a little unusual just for the timing of it. This is pretty early to see a widespread hard freeze like this. And we haven't had a freeze yet here in Nashville, so this will be our first one. It'll be, I think if there's a silver lining, which I'm always trying to find, it's going to kill the bugs. But no more bugs. I saw some mosquitoes this afternoon, by the way, and I was like, your time is coming, sir.
yeah. Yes.
The wind chills, yeah, right? The wind chills on Monday morning are going to be in the mid to lower teens. And we'll see teens again on Tuesday morning, you know, with Veterans Day parades going on. It's just going to be a cold Monday and Tuesday. And dare I say the F word, I can't rule out some snow showers.
Oh, no, we're going to hang up on you.
This, oh, no.
All right, so again, again, take us to this afternoon. Give us the timeline. By the way, if people aren't following you on social media, they need to, because you explain things so well and funny and your reels are great. They should follow you as well. So give us the timeline again for this afternoon.
Sure. So I would say that we're looking at storms developing now, but basically between about 1, 2 o'clock through about 8, 9 o'clock this evening is going to be that time frame. And it's going to be earlier in the afternoon for those north of 40 and then a little later in the evening for those south of 40. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have a couple game delays due to either lightning or severe weather in the area, heavy rain, damaging winds, maybe even some hail, and unfortunately the potential for a spin-up tornado. So all modes of severe weather are possible. I'd say again, though, this doesn't look to be a big, widespread severe weather event. We'll likely see some scattered storms and a couple severe storms mixed in.
Okay. I'm not a Bible scholar, but I think you just described a forecast in Revelations. So we're going to – I hope that doesn't come to that. But, yeah, this is great. Thank you, Katie.
Of course. Anytime.
Katie, yeah, we appreciate it, and we'll be watching this afternoon.
Thank you so much.
Katie Morgan, Fox 17, joining us, and she has been dubbed the official meteorologist of the Chasing Big Joe Show.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge honor. That's a huge honor, because before we didn't have one. Now we got one.
No.
We actually got some respect on the show
for
once.
That's good.
Well done, buddy.
I mean, Charlie Neese is probably like, what gives? You didn't call me.
He is, right? By the way, let me sell you a house. And then Davis is retired. I mean, and it's on and on and on. So.
Davis was kind of the unofficial, I guess. And
unofficial,
he retired,
yeah. Yeah. So. I had some good talks with Davis when I went to challenge with him. He was
he's a good man.
So smart. I mean, to do weather, you've got to be brilliant.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just, I mean, it was back in the day, he's pointed a board and he was a chalkboard, and here's the weather now. It's just all that science. And we all know how bad I am in science.
There will be no science and no math.
I bet you were good at science at FRA.
Terrible. Terrible.
Really?
Science and math. Terrible. Okay. Like biology. I hated biology.
So if I play you Trivial Pursuit, it comes down, I get to pick the category. I'm giving you science. Science and nature.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
You would probably win.
Okay. No, I wouldn't. I'm worse than you are.
Or we would just be at a stalemate the whole time.
You know, only thing, the only chemistry symbol I ever learned, I remembered, was Fe. You know what that is?
No.
There's a guy that used to work out with us a long time ago. He had a shirt that said Pump Fe.
Iron.
Yeah. And I was like, that is awesome. Yeah. So when Breaking Bad would do their little opening on the show, like all the symbols.
The elements.
Yeah, elements. I can't remember that. Yeah, it was very cool.
Yeah, like anything with the periodic table, I was like, when am I ever going to freaking need this? Like that was the.
Right, man.
Like, I don't need this. I don't know what this is. But luckily, sophomore biology, I had the greatest teacher, Mrs. Parks, and she, I think she listens to the show some, but she was very patient with me, and I got through that class with a C, and see my friends get degrees.
Oh, good for you, man. We had at McGavick at biology, you had a table with a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have, he's partner A, your partner, your B. I didn't know this. So they'd give out tests, different tests for A and B. You know how I knew this? Because I cheated off my friend Chuck Sparks. true story. And Chuck, I know you're listening. Remember, I used to cheat off Chuck Sparks at McGavick, and then we got our test back. He got 100, and I got a 0. Because that's when I was like, C, B, A, and they got us. True story, man. We all learned the hard way at McGavick High School.
Oh, that is fantastic. With math, you'll appreciate this story. My dad was pretty good at math, and I was like, why are you so good at math? And he said, well, I had a great teacher at BGA. He was a bit of a hard ass, but he's taught me well. You know who his teacher was?
Mike Keith.
Carlton Flatt.
Oh.
Wow. It was before he went to BA.
Really?
Yep. He was an assistant football coach and
what a tie-in. Oh, then that's a cool story. Yeah. Yep.
So that was his teacher. We'll have more coming here in Lebanon, Chasing Big Joe on this Friday, 102.5 The Game.